Today, President Bush defended his decision to go to war with Iraq just one day after a damning assessment from the top U.S. weapons inspector.
Chief Weapons Inspector Charles Dolfer has now issued a comprehensive report that confirms the earlier conclusion of David Kay that Iraq did not have the weapons that our intelligence believed were there.
Nonetheless, the president said he would still have ordered the invasion of Iraq, and he had this explanation.
The Dolfer report showed that Saddam was systematically gaming the system, using the UN Oil for Food program to try to influence countries and companies in an effort to undermine sanctions. He was doing so with the intent of restarting his weapons program once the world looked away.
In Florida today, Vice President Dick Cheney said the Dolfer report did not undermine the reasons for going to war, but bolstered them.
In Englewood, Colorado, Democratic challenger John Kerry was quick to respond to the president's comments. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the Kerry campaign.
Senator Kerry says President Bush and Vice President Cheney may well be the last two people on the planet who won't face the truth about Iraq, saying that weapons inspectors have undermined the administration's original case for going to war. Kerry accuses Mr. Bush of trying to rewrite history.
The president this morning was in absolute full spin mode about the CIA report. He cited several new reasons for taking America to war and reiterated the belief that he would do everything exactly as he did it, even knowing what he knows now. My fellow Americans, you don't make up or find reasons to go to war after the fact.
Remember the truth, Kerry urged voters. The primary justification for invading Iraq was weapons of mass destruction. He accused the administration of using overblown evidence to build that case, evidence he says has now been shown to be completely wrong.
All with the result that the president shifted the focus from the real enemy, Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, to an enemy that they aggrandized and fictionalized.
Events this week have not only challenged the president's rationale for war, but his conduct of the war as well. The former top administrator for Iraq, Paul Bremer, acknowledged that the U.S. paid a big price for never having enough troops on the ground. While the administration says it followed the advice of military leaders, Kerry says it's passing the buck.
For President Bush, it's always someone else's fault. Denial and blaming someone else. We've heard this before. It is wrong for this administration to blame our military leaders, particularly when our military leaders gave him the advice that he didn't follow.
Kerry argues that the administration fired the former Army Chief of Staff, who warned before the war that securing Iraq would take hundreds of thousands of troops. Today, Kerry accused the president of what he called a pattern of deception that extends beyond Iraq to domestic issues like education.
This week has provided definitive evidence as to why George Bush should not be reelected president of the United States. Whether it's the situation in Iraq or whether it's the situation here in America, he is not being straight with Americans.
President Bush and Senator Kerry are sure to revisit the Iraqi weapons report when they meet tomorrow for their second face-to-face debate. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Englewood, Colorado.